This is the September jobs report we're just getting because, of course, the government's been shut down. What does it say to you? What do you read into it?
Well, we await release, Lisa. So that will be on Thursday morning, 7:30 a.m. your time. And so it will be important to know what the economy and the job market look like before the shutdown. This is a PS report, pre-shutdown. The consensus is that it will show that the unemployment rate held steady. That's the expectation. And that hiring growth was not necessarily present or lackluster, continuing a theme of very little jobs creation in this country, but hiring remains sufficient to keep the unemployment rate steady. Now, I think it'll be much more important to see what we get with the November jobs report, which the data for which is now being collected right now, we presume, and that would be coming out depending on whether it's on time or late, first or second week of December. But the expectation is that third quarter growth will be fairly robust. We'll see what damage the shutdown causes with respect to the broader economy and what kind of momentum we have going into the first of the year. But right now, there has been a great deal of uncertainty and volatility that employers have been trying to steer through, and the shutdown only exacerbated that. It weighed on consumer and business confidence. And, oh, by the way, the powers that be, meaning elected officials in Washington, opted to fund the government only through January 30th, which I find quite mind-boggling in a series of mind-boggling things that happen around the D.C. Yeah. area.
Yeah, because it's really just kicking the can down the road.
That's the national sport, apparently, if you're a member of Congress. If we ask ourselves the question, how many serious problems have been resolved by, let's just leave it on the Congress right now. How often has Congress really resolved a problem? Well, they resolved a problem they created by reopening the government, but now it's back to the other problems.
Right. And so will there not be an October jobs report?
Doesn't look like that. The White House briefing a while back indicated that would be the case, and possibly also with the Consumer Price Index. It may be that to some degree the White House would just prefer that to be the case anyway, but the reality is that at some point we will catch up with the measurement of the economy, but it may be mid to late December before we catch up with all of that. And that does a disservice to the American people. I mean, let's think about this from a non-political standpoint or apolitical standpoint. American taxpayers pay their taxes unless they're in violation of the law or have sufficient loopholes to avoid it. But Americans weren't getting their money's worth from the federal government during the shutdown because either you were in a mission critical job where you had to go to work and not be paid, or you were effectively on furlough where you were told not to go to work. And so taxpayers have continued to pay the bill, but they were not getting their money's worth during this time. And so there's lost output for the economy. There's lost productivity for the federal workforce. There is the sort of Damocles hanging over the heads of everybody who has the mission critical work where they needed to do that but still had to go in and do their jobs. And we know about how that affects air traffic and TSA and the like. And I would also say it does further damage to the morale of the federal workforce that's taken some pretty hard hits here over the last number of months, where you've had Elon Musk and crew going in, and then he was effectively asked not to do that anymore. And then, of course, the administration was trying to put through some furloughs adjacent to the shutdown, and Congress basically did step in and say, no, you're not going to do that.
So as a senior economic analyst at Bankrate, when Doge came in, and that seems like a million years ago compared to everything that's happened, especially in Chicago since then, but when they came in, the idea was to cut the government waste, to cut spending, yeah. And I feel that we didn't save any money, but you're the senior economic analyst. Did that have impact, or did we end up spending more money?
No, it hasn't done anything to address the deficit or the national debt. And as I said, it's hurt the morale of the federal workforce and, by extension, the ability of the federal government to do its job. And, you know, we'll continue to watch the escalation of the debt and the deficit. And meanwhile, among the problems that Congress has yet to address, which we've discussed before, is the looming shortfall with Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. And, you know, I don't think if we were to have a rational, again, politically neutral discussion about whether we want to ferret out fraud, waste, and abuse, the answer is heck yes. But that isn't what has been happening. Those are the excuses for eliminating capabilities of the federal government that are in opposition politically on the part of the administration. It doesn't have anything to do with getting rid of fraud, waste, and abuse, or else we wouldn't be seeing the continued escalation in the debt and deficit, which, of course, further harm is done there with the tax cut that people will be receiving in 2026.
Most people don't get up and get the kids off to school and go to work going, oh, my God, I can't wait for that jobs report. Tell them the importance when it comes to economists, why these jobs reports are important.
That's a simple one, and that is that the health of the job market is most important for measuring the status of the U.S. economy. And most of us, whether we're currently working, whether we're in a household where there is a wage earner, or if we're retired, we're dependent on the health of the broader economy. And if we're not trust fund children, we're dependent on our employment for our incomes. And so if we think about when the economy was in trouble, and there are a number of different ways to define that. One of the chief measures of that would be a sharp rise in the unemployment rate, which we have not suffered through, but the job market has been cooling. But we can think about the worst episodes of that when the unemployment rate was 10% coming out of the great financial crisis in October 2009. And then, of course, at nearly 15% in April of 2020, coming out of the COVID shutdowns. And so we watch this for essentially taking the temperature of the economy. And of course, anecdotally, as well as based on statistics, we know that job search times and the ease by which people are finding jobs have both taken on some water here in recent months. And the outlook is for a fairly steady job market going into 2026. We recently published a story by my terrific Illinois native colleague at Bankrate, Sarah Foster, talking about the Quarterly Economist survey. And essentially, they're saying that the economy should add on the order of about 40,000 new jobs every month through the third quarter of next year, but that the economy requires the creation of about 60,000 new jobs every month for the unemployment rate to remain steady. And so the shutdown changes that a little bit. We'll have to see. But the outlook is that the job market may weaken slightly, but doesn't fall out of bed. But we would also note that recessions, which are incredibly difficult to predict, do tend to catch people by surprise. And if there were an event or something else, or just the status of the economy that caused a recession and causes the unemployment rate to rise, that would affect everybody dramatically one way or the other.
Thank you for joining us. I love that Bankrate.com shares all of this information freely. You can check out their website, catch up with what Sarah's doing or what Mark has published. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Mark Hamrick, Senior Economic Analyst for Bankrate.com.